New Beginning, Volume 25, Issue 6, November, December 2012. The title of this issue of New Beginning is entitled Being Thankful. Some of the topics in this issue are as follows. Don't forget to vote November the 6th. National Family Caregiver Support Program and County In-Home Services Program. Your own personal trainer. Get the lowdown on low or no calorie sugar alternatives that are now flooding the market. Winter getaways, virtual trip. Annual Department of Aging Christmas Party. They are among some of the topics that covered in this issue of New Beginning. This is a letter from Lori Jennings Harris, who is the Director of the Department of Aging and Human Services. Give thanks always. As we go about our lives, whether it includes a busy schedule or a schedule that is not so busy, we sometimes take for granted the people and things around us that help make our lives more enjoyable. As we approach the month of November and the Thanksgiving season, take time to reflect on the people and things for which we are grateful and thankful. The Department of Aging and Human Services will be very busy over the next couple of months addressing all types of concerns and issues regarding our seniors. We will continue providing support for people in need and who are living alone. Providing nutritionally balanced and appetizing meals to our homebound meals recipients, as well as those individuals who enjoy our congregate meals, is another of the department's priorities. Supporting senior volunteers and helping them continue as active and contributing members of our community is something else in which we take great pride. Of course, all the activities, social events, and trips provided through the senior activity centers and the outreach to the community are integral to our department. There are so many other ways the department serves the older adult community, as well as other groups of people, that the list is exhaustive. My staff and I are happy to support the older adults of our community. We are honored to provide the programs and services we offer. We thank you for having confidence in us and for allowing us to serve you. Our staff members are ever mindful of the department's mission and seeing that those we serve receive the best possible attention. Their level of compassion, dedication, and commitment is remarkable. I am proud of this department's staff members and want to simply say thank you to all of them, whether visible or invisible, for their enthusiasm and hard work. New Beginnings is brought to you by the St. Mary's County Board of County Commissioners, including Francis Jack Russell, the President, Lawrence Jarbo, Cynthia Jones, Todd Morgan, and Daniel Morris. The publisher is Lori Jennings Harris, the Director of the Department of Aging and Human Services. The editor is Taylor Gregg. New Beginning is published bimonthly by St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. Articles may be reprinted from this newsletter, but must be attributed to SMCDA and HS. To receive a copy of this newsletter through the United States Mail, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Editorial submissions should be made to St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, Post Office Box 653, Leonardtown, Maryland, 20650, or you can visit the website at www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging. The mission of the Department of Aging is to provide an array of programs and services that foster continued physical and mental good health and promote healthy aging within the senior community. Senior Information and Assistance. This is some information by Debbie Barker, the Senior Information and Assistance Manager. Don't forget to vote November the 6th. To locate your polling station, please contact the Board of Elections at 301-475-7844, extension 1100. community holiday meals. Everyone is invited to visit Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Lexington Park for a free Thanksgiving Day meal at the church hall on Thursday, November the 22nd from 11:30 a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. Reservations are required. St. Aloysius Church in Lindertown will offer a free Christmas Day meal at Father Andrew White School on Tuesday, December the 25th from 2 to 6 p.m. Reservations are not required. For those who need home delivery, call 301-475-2350. Christmas food baskets will be distributed by numerous volunteers the week prior to Christmas. To place your name on the recipient list, contact the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services at 301-475-4200, extension 1849. Medicare redesigns its summary notices. Effective 2013, Medicare beneficiaries will notice major improvements on their Medicare summary notices, which are mailed out quarterly each year. The redesign is intended to make it easier for beneficiaries to understand claims made on their Medicare card from medical providers. Some of the improvements include 1. A clear notice on how to check the form for important facts and potential fraud. 2. An easy-to-understand snapshot of the beneficiary's deductible status, a list of providers they saw, and whether their claims for Medicare services were approved. 3. Clearer language, including consumer-friendly descriptions for medical procedures. 4. Definitions of all terms used in the form. 5. Larger fonts to make it easier to read. And 6. Information on preventive services available to Medicare beneficiaries. As always, remember to review these statements and report any changes you feel are incorrect to the St. Mary's County Senior Medicare Patrol Program at 301-475-4200, extension 1064. Medicare Part D and Advantage Plan enrollment ends December the 7th. Don't be left out in the cold in January because you didn't review your Part D coverage during Medicare's annual enrollment period. Every year, hundreds of Medicare beneficiaries find themselves in trouble with their prescription coverage because they did not review changes their prescription company made for the upcoming year. These changes can include an increase in copay cost, deductible, and premium increases, and the elimination of coverage for medications you need. Act now and review the information you received from your company in September, or you can contact the Department of Aging and Human Services at 301-475-4200, extension 1050, to speak with a trained counselor regarding your options. St. Mary's County Triad / SALT. This is seniors and law enforcement together. Triad is a partnership of three entities: law enforcement, senior citizens, and community groups. The sole purpose of Triad is to promote senior safety and to reduce the unwarranted fear of crime that seniors often experience. On Thursday, November the 15th, 2012, at the Garvey Senior Activity Center at 12:30 p.m., there will be a seminar on driving long distances for seniors. Having the freedom to take long, leisurely trips is one of the best parts about being a senior driver. This 45-minute program will address ways to plan a successful trip, strategies for reducing the chance of drowsiness, ways to prepare for an emergency, and how to handle emergencies if they do arise. This program will also suggest ways to spot the aggressive and distracted driver, as well as tips about how to steer clear of the trouble they cause. Handouts, as well as a small giveaway, will be provided. This presentation will be by Myra Wyman, Manager Safety Services with the Mid-Atlantic Foundation for Safety and Education. And this is a nonprofit affiliated with the AAA Mid-Atlantic. Myra is a certified driver improvement program instructor and also a certified child passenger safety technician. Lunch will be served at noon. You must register for lunch at least one day in advance. The cost of the meal is a donation for those 60 and above and $5.50 for all others. Refer to the department website at www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging for the menu for that day. To sign up, please call Jennifer Hunt at 301-475-4200 extension 1073 and plan to stay after the presentation for a council meeting. Home and community-based services. The information following is provided by Rebecca Kessler, the division manager. National Family Caregiver Support Program and County In-Home Services Program. In 2000, the Administration on Aging established the National Family Caregiver Support Program to provide information and services to family caregivers in recognition of the tremendous work they do in caring for their loved ones. Caregivers of any age may benefit from the program. There are two categories of caregivers who can take advantage of services. Caregivers who are caring for someone older than age 60. While many caregivers are family members, this program also includes caregivers who are not related by blood or marriage. The second category are grandparents and other relatives over the age of 55 who are caring for adult children with a disability and are between 19 and 59 years of age. The caregivers must be 55 years or older and cannot be the child's natural or adoptive parent. This program is also for caregivers of a person with Alzheimer's or a related disorder. The priority population includes those with greatest social and economic need with particular attention to low-income, older individuals. There are five categories of services. The National Family Caregiver Support Program provides assistance to caregivers in five categories of service. They are 1. Information to caregivers about available services from aging and other resources. 2. Assistance to caregivers in gaining access to services, including case management. 3. Education, training, and support. Individual counseling, organization of support groups, caregiver training, educational presentations, and support groups. 3. Respite care, to enable caregivers to be temporarily relieved of their caregiving responsibilities. Services can be provided in-home, including personal care and shore services, out-of-home for assisted living or nursing home, and day services situation. And 5. Supplemental services to complement the care provided by caregivers. Examples include medical supplies, transportation, and other items needed by families. For additional information, please contact Stacy Prinky by calling 301-475-4200 extension 1056, or you can email Stacy at stacy.prinky@stmarysmaryland.com. Volunteer Ombudsman needed. The St. Mary's County Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program is currently seeking volunteers to routinely visit nursing homes and assisted living facilities in St. Mary's County. Created by federal and state law, the Maryland Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program and advocates for the rights of residents of long-term care facilities that include nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Residents of long-term care facilities sometimes have little or no contact with the outside world. Many feel they lack control over their own lives. Under the supervision of staff ombudsmen, volunteers visit nursing homes and assisted living facilities in their own communities, routinely talking to residents and monitoring conditions. Volunteers help the ombudsman program maintain an independent presence in the facilities. As Maryland's aging population continues to grow, so has the development of long-term care facilities, such as assisted living facilities. As the number of facilities increase, the need for volunteers grow. Currently, the St. Mary's County Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program service area includes 3 nursing homes and 7 assisted living facilities. The Department of Aging and Human Services is looking for volunteers to assist in the St. Mary's County area. For more information, contact the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. Also, November is National Family Caregivers Month. Family caregivers are someone to be truly thankful for. So on Friday, November the 16th, 2012, from 9 to 11 a.m., there will be a 6th annual Family Caregivers Breakfast at the James A. Forrest Career and Technology Center. If you or someone you know is a family caregiver and would like to attend, please contact Stacy Prinky by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1056. You must RSVP by November the 9th, 2012, to make a reservation for the 6th annual Family Caregivers Breakfast being held Friday, November the 16th, from 9 to 11:30 a.m. Focus on Fitness by Alice Allen, Division Manager of the Senior Center Operations. So, has your doctor recommended that you be more physically active? Is that one of the things that you've been meaning to get to but haven't managed quite yet? Well, read on and you'll soon understand why you hear so much hype about physical activity and exercise. Physical activity is the elixir that your body needs for so many reasons. It builds vitality, adding quality years to your life. Even if you have a chronic health condition, physical activity is important as it can help slow the progression of an illness while increasing energy and mental sharpness. It regulates blood sugar, reduces cholesterol, and blood pressure. Regular physical activity keeps bones strong and defends against osteoarthritis, obesity, osteoporosis, and cancer. Regular physical activity is an important tool to improve balance. By keeping your muscles strong, you improve and prevent balance problems, becoming less likely to fall. To maintain or improve balance, try to have a program of regular physical activity that includes stretching, muscle strengthening, and balance-building activities such as yoga or tai chi. If you're interested in a new workshop being offered by the Senior Activity Centers that teaches you how to avoid falls and ways to improve your balance, check out A Matter of Balance. Beginning at the Northern Senior Activity Center on November the 26th, this 8-week workshop helps to dispel the fear of falling while teaching tools to improve balance and lessen the chance of falling. Later, I will read to you a complete description on the matter of balance and how to sign up. For a complete listing of all physical and fitness activities available at your local center activity center, this will be read to you a little later. Join us for lunch. Did you know that lunch is served Monday through Friday at your local senior activity center? And if you are 60 years of age or older, you can enjoy that lunch in a fun social setting for a donation. Reservations must be made by noon the day before, earlier for special luncheons, and you can make a reservation by contacting the center of your choice to make your meal reservation or call the Department of Aging's main number, 301-475-4200, extension 1050, and indicate the day and location where you would like to eat. Should you make your lunch reservation and your plans change, please notify the center where you plan to have lunch to let them know you cannot make it, preferably by noon the day before. That way, excess meals are avoided, cutting down on waste. Each meal costs the Department of Aging $5.50, whether it is eaten or not. The lunch program at the Senior Activity Centers is a great way to stretch your food dollar while enjoying a delicious meal in the company of your friends. See you soon. Your own personal trainer. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Monday afternoons by appointment. Do you have questions about your personal health or fitness? Need help getting back into shape after surgery? Have a health or fitness goal you want to achieve, consider some one-on-one attention with fitness instructor Dave Scheibel. Certified personal training services are provided by Dave on Monday afternoons in the center's workout room. Get an initial 15-minute consultation free and then pay $10 for every additional 15 minutes of consultation. To make an appointment, please call David at 301-884-8894. Dave is a graduate of St. Mary's College of Maryland and is certified by the American Fitness Professionals and Associates as a personal trainer and post-rehabilitative exercise specialist. He has over 40 years of experience in fields such as general athletics, gymnastics, strength training, and martial arts. Tai Chi for arthritis, the extension movements. This is going to be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesdays, November the 7th through December the 26th. The time is 8:30 a.m. until 9:15 a.m. Medical studies confirm Tai Chi for arthritis relieves pain, reduces falls, and improves quality of life. This class is a continuation from Tai Chi for arthritis, the core movements. Students will learn new movements and learn how to incorporate the Tai Chi principles into practice. The prerequisite for this class is that you must have taken Tai Chi for arthritis, the core movements, for at least 1 week, 1 8-week session prior to signing up for this course. To register, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Tai Chi for Arthritis 2. This is at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center. This is Session 2, and this is for students who have completed Session 1. The Session 2 class will be held Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to December the 5th, through January the 23rd. There are 8 classes. And if you have completed Tai Chi for Arthritis Session 1, you will automatically be enrolled in this class. Attendance at all class sessions is highly recommended. Ongoing Tai Chi for arthritis practice. This is at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 10 a.m., and this is free. However, you must have completed Tai Chi for arthritis sessions 1 and 2 before you can take this program. This program is set up for those who have completed sessions 1 and 2 of the Tai Chi for arthritis. It is an opportunity to practice the 21 movements learned during those sessions. Though an instructor is not directing these practice sessions, a CD player is available for music and instructions, as well as an instructional DVD for your guidance. To learn more, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. The Northern Senior Activity Center would like to welcome two new staff members. First is Tina Somerville. Tina Somerville has a background in office management. She is currently engaged in it and has two beautiful children who are pursuing college degrees. She lives in Mechanicsville and is working at the Northern Senior Activity Center as an office specialist. She is at the front desk, so if you are in the area, stop by and say hi. The second one is Paula Woodburn. Paula brings 30 years of catering and food service experience to the food service technician position at the Northern Senior Activity Center. She resides in Hollywood with her husband, Sparky. They have 2 grown sons and 3 grandchildren. She enjoys preparing food and likes cooking lunches a few times each month. She has also brought new ideas to the menu and started a breakfast cafe serving up hot breakfast several times a month. The St. Mary's County 55-plus team took the gold medal, and the St. Mary's 70-plus team took the bronze medal in the Senior Olympics softball tournament. COPD, Learn More, Breathe Better. And this is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, and the date has yet to be determined. The Garvey Senior Activity Center is joining the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute's COPD Learn More, Breathe Better campaign in observing COPD Awareness Month. COPD, as you know, is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It is a serious lung disease that makes breathing difficult. It is the third leading cause of death in the United States. In honor of COPD Awareness Month, the Garvey Senior Activity Center is hosting a discussion with Beth Slick, Better Breathers Club facilitator. Topics to be addressed include risk factors for the disease and how real people took steps to manage the disease and breathe easier. You can sign up in advance by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. This next article is The Nutrition Corner by Donna Taggart. I was recently at a diabetes conference where one of the exhibitors was a company that markets sugar-free baked goods. I was surprised when one of the representatives asked me just what were sugar alcohols, a prominent ingredient in their sugar-free product. They thanked me after I finished, and I began to wonder if others had no clue. So in this issue, I would like to address one group of the many low or no-calorie sugar alternatives that are now flooding the market. Sugar alcohols are, oddly enough, neither sugar or alcohol, but are a group of carbohydrates known as polyols. They get the name sugar alcohol because part of the chemical structure resembles sugar and part alcohol. Polyols are only partially absorbed by the body and so provide only half the calories per gram as other carbohydrates. The current polyols available in the U.S. are erythritol, isomalt, lactitol, maltitol, mannitol, sorbitol, and xylitol. If more than one is used in a product, they do not have to be listed individually, but are labeled sugar alcohols. Calorie reduction is not the only benefit of polyols. They are recognized as tooth-friendly alternatives to sugar, and the FDA has issued a health claim for sugar-free foods that contain polyols that do not promote tooth decay. In October 2010, the European Food Safety Authority stated that chewing sugar-free gum can reduce tooth demineralization, plaque, and cavities. Polyols are only partially digestible, so there is less increase in blood sugar after eating them. However, since part of polyols end up undigested in the lower intestines, they can cause gastrointestinal disturbances. This usually occurs only if a large amount of polyols, 50 grams or more a day, is consumed. Most people are able to adapt to polyols after a few days, the same way they do to other high-fiber foods. If you have diabetes and are carb-counting, remember that even though polyols are sugar-free, they are not carb-free. Half of their carbs are used by the body. So if a food item has more than 10 grams of carbs from polyols per serving, you should divide that number in half and subtract from the grams of total carbohydrate. In the next newsletter, I will address some of the new natural sugar substitutes. Nutrition education presentations by Donna are as follows. In November, she will address sugar and sugar substitutes. And this will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center, 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday, November the 7th. At the Garvey Senior Activity Center, 10:45 a.m., Wednesday, November the 14th, and at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center, 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday, November the 28th. In December, she will have a presentation on holiday eating. This presentation will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 10:45 a.m. on December the 5th, at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, 10:45 a.m., December the 12th, and at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center, 10:45 a.m. on December the 26th. Educational opportunities. Winter Getaways Virtual Trip. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Mondays, December the 3rd and the 7th. Both dates, they will be at 12:30 p.m. Don't let the winter blues get to you. Take a virtual trip with videos of America's most scenic drives across the United States. Call 301-475-4002, extension 1003, to learn more and to sign up, as space is limited. On Monday, December the 3rd, the Eastern Seaboard from Maine by way of Vermont back roads and the Blue Ridge Mountains into the Great Smoky Mountains, ending in the Florida Keys, will be presented. On Friday, the presentation, Friday, December the 7th, the presentation will be Texas to Yellowstone through Colorado, Montana, and ending at Yellowstone Park. On January the 7th and January the 14th in 2013, Arizona to Alaska and America the Beautiful musical tribute will be presented. Betty Curry, Her Road to the White House, the Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, November the 14th at 10:30 a.m. Betty Curry was the former personal secretary for President Bill Clinton during his tenure as President of the United States. As President Clinton's personal secretary, Curry was well-liked, mild-mannered, and soft-spoken. Curry has since retired and lives in St. Mary's County with her husband. Fox, Chelsea Clinton's White House cat, lived with Mrs. Curry from the time she left the White House until Fox was euthanized after a long battle with cancer in February 2009. Learn more about Mrs. Curry's road to the White House and her typical day at work for the president. Sign up in advance by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Introduction to Facebook. This will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, Mondays, November the 26th through December the 10th, from 11 a.m. till noon. In this class, you'll learn what Facebook is about. Learn how to set up your own Facebook account. Use Facebook to find friends and connect and share with the people in your life. Wow your family and friends by using this new technology. The prerequisite for this class, it's designed for the person new to Facebook with basic computer experience. Participants are asked to bring a photo of themselves saved in digital format. The cost is $10. Space is limited, so register early with the Garvey Senior Activity Center receptionist. Payment is due at the time of your reservation. There will be a book discussion group at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesday, November the 14th, and again on December the 12th. On November the 14th, the group will discuss Olive Kitteridge by Elizabeth Sprout. Olive Kitteridge is about a retired school teacher and offers profound insights into the human condition, its conflicts, its tragedies and joys, and the endurance it requires. On December the 12th, the group will discuss Rules of Civility by Amor Towles. Set in New York City in 1938, Rules of Civility tells the story of a watershed year in the life of an uncompromising 25-year-old named Katie Content. Armed with little more than a formidable intellect, a bracing wit, and her own brand of cool nerve, Katie embarks on a journey from a Wall Street secretarial pool through the upper echelons of New York society in search of a brighter future. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Life, and this is Life is Forever. The fall semester of life is currently underway, and we hope you've been able to take advantage of some of the wonderful tours offered through the program. The Life program is organized and presented by volunteers with Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. As members of the Life Planning Committee, volunteers create a variety of educational day trips to foster continued learning for seniors. New committee volunteers are always welcome, as are those who would like to organize, lead, or chaperone tours. The spring semester of Life will be presented in March 2013. Information on spring semester offerings will be published in mid-February with booklets available for pickup at the St. Mary's County Senior Activity Centers or online at www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging and see the left side bar for Learning is Forever. Starting this coming spring, booklets will no longer be mailed. To learn more about the Life program, please call Alice Allen at 301-475-4200, extension 1063. If you are interested in becoming an RSVP volunteer with the LIFE program, you can contact Noreen Rowe at 301-737-5670, extension 1653. Garvey Holiday Celebration. This will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Tuesday, December the 11th, from noon until 2 o'clock p.m. For a special holiday treat, the Garvey Senior Activity Center welcomes back Terry Marsh and her Showstoppers and Chartstoppers shows, featuring all your favorite holiday tunes. When Terry was here in 2011, she wowed us with her fast-moving program of big band numbers and show tunes. This year, she will sing all your favorite holiday tunes with a touch of blues and big band. Following the show, we will have a gift exchange. Participation in the gift exchange is optional. Bring a wrapped gift costing $5 or less to participate in the gift exchange. The lunch menu will feature chicken cordon bleu, mashed potatoes, gravy, garden salad with French dressing, peas and carrots, cranberry juice, lemon meringue pie, milk, coffee, and tea. Lunch donation is for those age 60 and above and $5.50 for others. To make your reservation, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Annual Department of Aging Christmas Party. The Loffler Senior Activity Center will host the Annual Department of Aging Christmas Party on Friday, December the 14th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Tickets are required. Suggested donation for the tickets is $12 each. Make a point to get your ticket early for the annual Christmas party. Mean Gene will DJ this special event, and there will be door prizes, raffle prizes, 50-50 raffle, and a dinner raffle. The catered meal will include spinach salad, roast beef au jus, parsley potatoes, broccoli, dinner roll with butter, and a fantastic dessert. The theme of the party is merry and bright, so put on your merry shoes and your brightest smile and purchase a ticket to be part of the fun. Tickets are available at all senior activity centers while they last. Easy Listening Lounge. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center Friday, November the 9th at 12:30 p.m. This performance series will showcase local artists in a social and casual atmosphere. Enjoy good company with a noon meal. At 12:30 p.m., the All Things New Christian Singing Group will perform with Bonnie Jackson and fellow musicians. A donation collection for our guests will be taken by the staff. Get your meal ticket at 11:30 a.m. Lunch will be served at noon. Reserve a lunch by noon 24 hours in advance by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001. The cost of lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older and $5.50 for all others. There will be a Veterans Circle celebration at the Loffler Senior Activity Center Friday, November the 9th at 10 a.m., $4 for civilians, and it's free for veterans. To honor all veterans, active duty, and former service members, Loffler Senior Activity Center invites everyone, especially veterans, together for this touching tribute to those who have served our country and those who serve today. Veterans, you please wear your ribbons and your uniform if you wish. A staff-prepared breakfast will begin at 10 a.m., opening ceremony at 10:30. The cost is $4 for civilians, and it's free for veterans and active duty service members. Registration is required, and the deadline for registration is Monday, November the 5th. Please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658 to sign up, and please indicate when you call if you are a veteran or not. Holiday Show Troop Dancers. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center Wednesday, December the 19th, 10:30 a.m. What a better way to get in the Christmas mood than by watching the Charles County Show Troop performing a series of holiday-themed dances. Backed by popular demand, the show troupe dancers have always entertained and wowed the audience. Call 301-475-4002, extension 1001, 24 hours before showtime to reserve a seat for this performance and lunch if you would like to stay afterwards. The cost of lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older and $5.50 for all others. Seniors Secret Santa Stockings. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center Thursday, December the 20th at 1 o'clock p.m. During the full month of December, Christmas stockings are strung across the social room fireplace mantel for Secret Santa visits. Treats are placed therein at least weekly or as often as you like. Seniors can come during the week and check on their stockings to retrieve what has been delivered. Sign up by Wednesday, November the 21st, to be included in a Secret Santa gift exchange. Your investment is no more than $10 for purchasing small gifts and tokens as treats for others. Names will be drawn on Monday, November the 26th. On December the 20th at 1 o'clock p.m., everyone who has participated will gather in the social room for one last surprise gift and to find out who their Secret Santa was. Scratch Happy Bingo. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, November the 28th, from 10 until 11:30 a.m. Play bingo and win Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets. The cost to play is $1 per bingo card for up to 3 cards. You can make reservations for this special bingo by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Maybe you will win big in time for the holidays. Christmas Gift Bingo at the Wofford Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, December the 19th, from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. This is $5 for 3 bingo cards. Christmas Gift Bingo has become a tradition at Wofford and is a great bargain because you can do your Christmas shopping while playing your favorite game. Prizes will consist of items you would buy for the folks on your gift list, including children, as well as Christmas trappings like wrapping paper, Christmas cards, and ornaments. Because this is a special event, reservations are required. You can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, or stop by the receptionist desk by Tuesday, December the 13th to sign up. Please indicate whether you would like to order lunch. Gift donations for Christmas Gift Bingo, the Lawford Senior Activity Center. Donations are accepted November the 13th through December the 18th. Have you ever been given a lovely gift you just can't use, but it's too nice to get rid of? Or are you out shopping and you see something that is priced so well you must get it, even though you don't need it for yourself? Maybe you simply have unopened items you thought you wanted but changed your mind after you got home. Quite likely, someone who plays bingo at Lawford's knows just the person who could use that item and he or she is on their Christmas list. So why not consider donating these items to Lawford's annual Christmas Gift Bingo? We are looking for new items, even toys, to put on the prize table. Bring your gifts to Lawford any time between November the 14th and December the 18th. Please, no candles, expired food stuff, or shop-worn items. Our players give these gifts to their loved ones. So while you're bringing things, sign up to play Christmas Gift Bingo yourself. Thank you. The Song Hop and Car Show at the Northern Senior Activity Center was held, and they had a great time spinning 50 records and watching spirited dancers twirl the dance floor. There were nearly 100 guests attended this nostalgic event that included the main draw of the antique car show. They saw the oldest car, a vintage 1924 two-tone Overland, a 1929 Roadster, a 1949 Mercury, a 54 Ford pickup, and 1969 Buick Skylark, and they were just a few of the cars that were participating. Many thanks to the volunteers who shared their wheels with us and took us back in time. We enjoyed the mini poodle skirts, body socks, rolled-up jeans, dark sunglasses, hula hoops, and good vibes that day. The Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. This is a short article by Noreen Rowe, who is the RSVP Project Manager. A season for giving thanks. As we enter this season of Thanksgiving, I want to express my gratitude to all our RSVP volunteers who give them themselves throughout the year to help make our community a better place to live. They are delivering meals to homebound seniors, driving seniors to doctor's appointments, providing groceries to needy families, helping file tax returns, providing musical entertainment for nursing home residents, knitting lap robes for veterans, providing computer tutoring, teaching adult literacy, serving as tour guides, organizing educational outings, distributing assistive medical equipment, and leading fitness classes to help seniors stay healthy and independent. Our RSVP volunteers donate thousands of hours of service each year doing all of these activities and more. I am thankful to each and every one of you for the generosity of spirit, and am thankful to you for making St. Mary's County such a great place to live. After Thanksgiving, we enter the Christmas season, a time when our thoughts turn to giving gifts in a spirit of joy and goodwill. All the hustle and bustle of shopping, the Christmas decorations and parties, the music and tinsel provide the outer trappings to an inner spirit of reaching out to others, of reuniting family, of reuniting with family and friends, of joining together with one another in a camaraderie of caring. The spirit of the Christmas season reflects the spirit of our volunteers throughout the entire year. It is a spirit that doesn't focus on self, but seeks to make another person's life a little bit better, a little bit brighter, at least in some small way. The Christmas Caring Program, the spirit of the Christmas season, is exemplified by the Christmas Caring Program sponsored by the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. This program helps families in need whose children wouldn't have much for Christmas if it weren't for the generosity of others who donate gifts to help fill a child's Christmas wish list. The program begins just after Thanksgiving and runs full steam until Christmas. Volunteers are needed to help receive and sort gifts, answer phone calls, collect donations, match donations with requests, and make gift deliveries. This large-scale, intensive effort relies on volunteer help, so we encourage your participation. If you are thankful for the many blessings in your life and want to give back to your community, perhaps you'd want to volunteer with the Christmas Caring Program, or maybe you'd like to explore other opportunities to be of service. Whatever your interests and talents, we have a place for you. So if you're interested in the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, RSVP, and you want some more information, and if you're 55 years of age and older, please contact RSVP at 301-737-5670, extension 1653, or you can email the project manager, Maureen Rowe, at maureen.rowe, R-O-W-E, at stmarysmaryland.com. Also, the health fair, the Way to Wellness, is going to be held shortly. And that is going to be, unfortunately, there is no date on this. All right, on to the next, Trips and Tours, New York City, here we come. This trip's going to be held December the 7th through the 9th at 2012. Nothing starts the Christmas season like a trip to get in the holiday spirit. Mark December 7, 8, and 9 on your calendar and reserve your seat for a New York City trip jam-packed with activities. This trip includes deluxe motor coach transportation, two nights accommodations at the conveniently located Holiday Inn Express just outside of Manhattan in New Jersey, and all tips. Two breakfasts and two dinners and admission to all planned events. The first evening will feature dinner at Beco. After dinner, relax with a guided city tour to see the lights, including the famous tree at Rockefeller Center. The next morning, enjoy continental breakfast at your hotel. After breakfast, depart for Macy's for a morning of VIP shopping with special discounts. In the afternoon, there will be a guided walking food and history tour of the West Village area. You'll sample foods from the best restaurants, bakeries, and cheese shops while learning the history of this part of the city. Return to your hotel to freshen up before dinner at Hill Country Barbecue, including live country music and the Nutcracker at Lincoln Center. Our final morning after a continental breakfast at your hotel will check out. Our last stop in New York City will be Radio City Music Hall to see the Rockettes perform. Your spot is reserved when your deposit is received. All-inclusive cost is $900, double occupancy. Full payment is due now. So please call Joyce Rahm at 301-737-5670, extension 1656, to learn more about this trip to New York, or you can email Joyce at joyce.rahm, R-A-U-M, at stmarysmaryland.com. Cards for the Troops, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, November the 20th and December the 18th at 1:30 p.m. The Cards for the Troops program at the Garvey Senior Activity Center is expanding. Rather than only meeting four times a year, the group will now make cards once a month, the third Tuesday of each month. The group makes homemade greeting cards using stamping and scrapbooking techniques. The cards are then sent to From Our Hearts, an organization that sends homemade greeting cards to soldiers stationed abroad to send back home to their family and friends for holidays and special occasions. To learn more about how to become involved, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Learn to make different kinds of bows. This is at the Loffer Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, November the 21st at 10 a.m. The cost is just for the supplies that you will need. It's not necessary to buy bows for your holiday needs. You can learn to make them. Bows add such an elegant finishing touch to decorating centerpieces and packages that they are very simple to construct, and there are several ways to do it. Learn a few of those techniques from a professional floral designer. Call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, or stop by the receptionist desk to sign up. Deadline is Monday, November the 19th. Learn form-aligned card embroidery. This is at the Loffler Senior Activity Center, Monday, November the 5th at 1 p.m. The cost is $4. This method of card making is used to create stunning gifts or greeting cards that will be suitable for framing. The technique uses single-strand embroidery thread and a fine needle to make simple line designs on quality cardstock. $4 covers the cost of all supplies needed to complete your card. Payment may be made to the instructor on the day of the class. Call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, or stop by the receptionist desk to sign up for this class by Friday, November the 2nd. This is a December craft. It's called Make a Tasty Christmas Cottage. And it's at the Loffler Senior Activity Center, Thursday, December the 6th, and Friday, December the 7th. And it's at 10 o'clock a.m. The cost is $8. This fun and popular workshop has become another Loffler tradition. We will need 2 days to do this project. The first day, we will construct the cottage and let it dry overnight. And the next day, we will decorate it with sweets. This cute little item is made with Pop-Tart so that it holds up very well, and it doesn't crumble like graham cracker houses. You can sign up for this project by calling 301-737-5670 or by stopping by the receptionist desk before Tuesday, December the 4th. Money can be paid directly to the instructor on Thursday when you come to the class. Here are some ongoing arts and crafts classes. This is the following are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. There's a pens and needles stitching group. It is self-directed. It's on Fridays at 12:30 p.m. It's free. Cards for the Troops. The instructor is Susan Peters. It's the third Tuesday of the month, but there's no meeting in November. The time is 1:30 p.m. The cost is free. The following are arts and crafts at the Loffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. Knit and Crochet 2. The instructor is Linda Graham. Mondays and Thursdays, 10 to 11:30 a.m. That is free. Decorating Committee, Shelley Graziano, first and third Mondays of the month, 2 p.m. That's free. Applique Tutor. This is by Kit Spading. Mondays, 1 p.m. That is free. Art classes, Shauna Farrell. Tuesdays, the class is full, but they have another class on Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon. The fee for that is just the cost of supplies. The Honeybee Quilters, Jan Goings is the instructor. It's the first and third Wednesdays of the month, 10 a.m. till noon. That is free. Monthly Craft, Tony Axel. That's Thursday, December the 6th, and Friday, December the 2nd. That's 10 a.m. That's $8 for the cost. Needle and Thread, self-directed, Thursdays, 9 a.m. to noon. That is free. Project Linus, Debbie Rumpel, third Fridays, 10 a.m., free. One-on-one tutoring, instructor is Tony Axel. 301-737-5670. It's by appointment only. That is also free. Following our ongoing arts and craft classes at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Simply Crafted is self-directed. This is daily. It's the time is open. That is free. Open Pottery Studio, Ren Williams, Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. till noon. There's a fee for that one. Whimsy Works Potteries, Pan King, 2nd and 4th Tuesdays, 2 to 4 p.m. That is a fee for that class. Scrapbook Marathon, Barbara Sterling and Linda Brock, the 3rd Thursday of the month, 9:30 a.m. That is free. Quilting, Gina Alexander, 2nd and 4th Wednesdays of the month, 12:30 p.m. That is free. Dynamic Ceramics, Mary Perry, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. till noon. There's a fee for that. The Northern Stars Theater Group, the instructor is Glenn Williams. It's the first Friday of the month. It's at 10 o'clock a.m. And the cost varies. Following our ongoing social events at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Beat Your Buddy Billiards on Mondays, 1 to 3 p.m. It's free. Hand and Foot, 4th Tuesday of the month, 12:30 p.m. That is free. Oh Heck, Tuesdays and Fridays, 9:30 a.m. That is free. Double Pinochle, Tuesdays and Fridays, 11 a.m. till noon. That is free. Breakfast Cafe, 1st Wednesday and Monday. Monday's date is to be decided, but on Wednesdays, it's 9 a.m. The cost is $2. Western Mahjong is on Wednesdays, 1 p.m. That is free. Bridge on Thursdays, 10 a.m. Free. Eastern Mahjong, Thursdays, 1 p.m. That is free. Bingo, Fridays, 10 a.m. And that's $1.50. There is a Senior Matters Adult Study Group at the Northern Senior Activity Center, 1st and 3rd Tuesdays of the month from 10:45 a.m. until 11:45 a.m. This adult study group has returned to the Northern Senior Activity Center. This discussion group is a popular forum for talking about aging in a small group setting. The sessions are offered on Tuesdays twice a month with facilitator Elizabeth Holdsworth. Topics include issues pertinent to Southern Maryland seniors, such as health care, challenges of rural living, emotional issues, advanced directives, financial challenges, community resources, and etc. To learn more or to sign up, you can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Following are ongoing social events at the Garvey and Loeffler Center. These are at the Garvey Center. Bingo, the 1st and 3rd Mondays of the month from 10 a.m. till noon. The cost is anywhere from $1 to $3. Pitch, Wednesdays and Fridays, 2nd and 4th Mondays of the month, 10 a.m. to noon. It's free. Senior Vibes, 1st Tuesday of the month, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. That is free. Pocino, the 3rd Wednesday of the month, 10:30 a.m. That's pennies. Bridge Club, Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You need to call for information on this one, and that is free. For information on the Bridge Club, call the Garvey Senior Center at 301-475-4200, extension 1050. The following are ongoing social events at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. Pinochle, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 12:30. That's free. Canasta Pitch Club, Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's free. Contract Bridge on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon. That is free. Dollar Bingo on Tuesdays, with the exception of November the 21st and December the 18th. That's from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. It's $1 per card, up to $3. Canasta, 2nd and 4th Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m. That's free. Penny Bingo, November the 21st, 10:30 a.m. till noon. That's for pennies. And the Chess Club on Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., and that is free. Following are ongoing physical activity centers. These ongoing fitness activities, at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. Fitness equipment is available daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free. Wii Sports, and you must call for availability, but the time is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. So if you're interested in Wii Sports, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Low impact aerobics Mondays, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., there's a fee. Men's strength training Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., there's a fee. Enhanced fitness Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10:45 to 11:45, there is a fee. Open table tennis Tuesdays, except the first Tuesday of the month, and also on Thursdays. On Tuesdays, it's 10 a.m. till noon, and on Thursdays, it's at 2:15 p.m. And that is free. Arthritis Foundation exercise Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 9:30 a.m., that's free. Yoga for everyone, Tuesdays and Fridays, 1:05 to 2:05, there's a fee for that. Line dancing, Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30, that's free. Clogging on Wednesdays, 2:30 to 3:30, that's free. Parkinson's disease exercise group, Thursdays, 1:15 to 2 p.m., free. Zumba, Thursdays, 10:45 to 11:45 a.m., there's a fee for that. Video aerobics, Fridays, 8 o'clock, 9:30 a.m., free. And when there's a fee for these classes, it means you have to have a fitness card. The following are physical fitness activities at the Lawford Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. Fitness equipment is available all daily at from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's free. Wii Sports on a daily basis, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., that is free. Zumba on Mondays at noon, there's a fee for that. Walking Club, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m., that's free. Arthritis Foundation, Monday and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m., that is free. Enhanced Fitness, Mondays and Fridays and Wednesdays. On Mondays and Fridays, it's from 2 to 3 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, it's 1 to 2, there's a fee for that. Strength training, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 11, there is a fee. Yoga, Wednesdays and Fridays, 10 to 11, there is a fee. Core and Ab, Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m., there is a fee. Tai Chi for Arthritis 1, Wednesdays, October the 3rd through November the 23rd. It's from 9 to 10 a.m., but you must register for that class. It is free. Tai Chi for Arthritis 2, Wednesdays, December the 5th through January the 28th. At 9 a.m. and you must have completed Tai Chi for Arthritis 1 before you can take this class. However, it is free. Ongoing Tai Chi for Arthritis practice, Tuesdays 7 a.m. and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Again, you must have completed Tai Chi for Arthritis 1 and 2 before you can take this class, but it is free. Line dancing on Fridays 11 a.m. at 11 a.m. and that is free. Ongoing physical fitness activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Fitness equipment available daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., that is free. Wii Sports daily, noon to 5 p.m., that is free. Walking on Three Notch Trail, that's daily, that's open, it's free. Regular horseshoes daily, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., that is free. Yoga for everyone, Mondays and Fridays, Mondays at 9:30 a.m. and Fridays at 8 o'clock a.m. as a fee for that. Total body strength Mondays and Thursdays 3:30 to 4:30, there's a fee. Zumba Tuesdays 10 to 11 a.m., there's a fee for that. Arthritis Foundation exercise Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 10:45 a.m., that's free. Enhanced fitness Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays. On Tuesdays and Thursdays it's at 9 o'clock, and on Saturday it's at 10 o'clock. There is a fee for that. Indoor bowling, Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., free. Line dancing, Wednesdays, 1 to 2:30 p.m., that is free. The Yes Cycling Program, you must call the Northern Senior Center to find out more information about this program. You can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001, and that is also free. Following are ongoing education classes at the three centers. The first is the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. Computer tutoring, that's a volunteer instructor, that's daily, and the time is by appointment. And the cost is $5. To make an appointment, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Coin appraisals by John Hankler. It's the first Tuesday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. It's free. book discussion, Kathy Mather, second Wednesdays of the month, 10 a.m. That is free. Nutrition education, Donna Taggart, second Wednesday of the month, 11 a.m. free. The following are ongoing education classes at the Loffler Senior Activity Center. Current events, days 4 on Mondays at 10 a.m., that's free. Health Watch, the instructor varies, but it's November the 14th from 9 a.m. to noon. It is free. Health Talk, Bernice Williams, second Thursday, which is November the 8th and December the 6th. That's at 12:15 p.m., that's free. Scripture study by Solomon Olumis, November the 2nd, 16th and 30th, and then at December the 7th and the 21st at 10 o'clock a.m., that's free. Fun with e-readers, that's Linda Graham on Thursdays, 9 to 10 a.m., and that's free. The following are ongoing education classes at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Computer tutoring, that's when volunteers do that. It's daily, and it's by appointment, and that's $5. And in order to take advantage of that, you have to call 301-475-4002, extension 1001, to get further information. At the Northern Senior Center, there's nutrition education, Donna Taggart, the first Wednesday of the month, 10:45 a.m., that's free. Lyme disease support and discussion group, Marie Noel Lachier, quarterly, 1 p.m., that's free. Diabetes Support Group, Glenn Williams, quarterly, 2 p.m., that is also free. Book Chatter, Joyce Summers, 4th Thursday of the month, 11 a.m., that is free. Senior Matters, Adult Study Group, Elizabeth Holdsworth, first and third Tuesdays of the month, 10:45 a.m., and that is free. The Triad Talk Council is actively seeking council members. Their meetings are held the third Thursday of each month, and you can learn more by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1073, to learn more about the council and for meeting times. We will read to you. The volunteers for reading this are Ann and Jim Tennyson and Barbara Homan. The audio version of this bi-monthly News Beginning newsletter is available by clicking www.stmarys.smb/aging, and you can click on Forms and Publications in the left sidebar. If you want more information about this, you can call 301-475-4200-1073. They do need additional volunteer readers, and those proficient in other languages are particularly welcome. The time commitment to read this is approximately 2 hours on a bi-monthly basis. You can also sign up to receive the newsletter to receive notification when the newsletter is available online in a PDF format by going to www.co.st-marys.md.us/citizen/signup.asp. This link will also allow you to sign up for media releases and emergency alerts. The newsletter can also be viewed on the Department of Aging website at www.co.st-marys.maryland.us/aging. If you choose to receive the newsletter by email or view online rather than mailing, please contact Jennifer Hunt, Community Programs and Outreach Manager at 301-475-4200, extension 1073. Following is some additional information about the various programs at the Department of Aging. Senior Information and Assistance. This program provides important updated information as it relates to senior services, benefits, and assistance programs. You may reach Debbie Barker, the program manager, at 301-475-4200, extension 1064, or Melissa Meatyard at 301-475-4002, extension 1004. Home and community-based services. This consists of six programs providing the following services: guardianship for individuals age 65 and over, Medicaid waiver for older adults program, long-term care ombudsman, senior care program, respite assistance and caregiver support. And to learn more information, call the division manager, Rebecca Kessler, at 301-475-4200, extension 1061. Senior Activity Centers. There are three county senior activity centers. One, Nutrition Fight, are places where adults age 50 and over can participate in activities, events, exercise programs, and group meals programs. For more information, call Alice Allen, 301-475-4200, extension 1063. Meals on Wheels. This is a service for seniors 60 and over who are homebound and have a moderate to severe disability, which prevents them from shopping or cooking for themselves and who have no one to prepare meals. If you want more information on this program, contact the program coordinator, Bridget Maddox, at 301-475-4200, extension 1060. The Senior Rise Program. This is a program which connects individuals who meet certain criteria and need transportation to important events and appointments with pre-screened, trained volunteer drivers. Call 301-475-4200, extension 1066 for additional information. The Community Programs and Outreach communicates timely and topical information to the senior community through a bi-monthly newsletter, website updates, local and state-wide events, and local media. To receive the bi-monthly newsletter, call 301-475-4200, extension 1073. The website for the Department of Aging is www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging. Phone number 301-475-4200, extension 1050. The fax number 301-475-4503. And the address is 41780 Baldridge Street, Post Office Box 653, Leonardtown, Maryland 20650. The numbers of the various senior centers are as follows. Garvey Senior Center in Leonardtown, 301-475-4200. Extension 1050. Loffler Senior Activity Center, Great Mills, 301-737-5670, extension 1658. The Northern Senior Activity Center, Charlotte Hall, 301-475-4002, extension 1001. This concludes the reading of The New Beginning, Volume 25, Issue 6, for November, December 2012.